Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 235. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I figure I'll just hop right into it for this episode. You know what I'm all about. You know that you could check out the links in the description. You can check out my Insta at case.kenny. You could check out newmindsetwhodis.com. You could text me. You could DM me. You could email me. You know the drill. So thanks for all that. I really do love connecting with you all. So it's cool. It's cool to be virtual friends with so many of you. So thanks for that and keep it coming. But for this episode, really simple mindset. And it's in reaction to myself. It's in reaction to me, Case, being so impatient in my life. And I think I've mentioned that before on the podcast, but I'm just incredibly impatient. It's just, I am like to the point of me almost being embarrassed with how impatient I can be. Like, even if I don't have to be somewhere at a certain time and I'm like walking down the street here in Chicago, I'll walk super fast and I'll pass everyone and I'll get really annoyed and frustrated when someone like blocks the sidewalk or something like that. It's insane. I don't know why I'm this way. Or like, if someone gets in the elevator after me and they press a floor beneath my floor, it's like, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing in the world just because I'm so impatient. It's just like, I don't know, for some reason in my brain, I have to get where I'm going and I have to get there now. I have to have what I want now. I can't wait. Even if there is no timeline, you know, it's just the way I am. And I know in a certain sense, we're all impatient in life. But it, to me, my own is just kind of like staggering to me. And, you know, in life, when we're not moving as fast as we want to move, when we encounter setbacks that prevent us from doing that, we feel frustrated and we feel even more impatient. And then we find things to like validate that feeling of being impatient, just like classic comparison mentality. We look at someone else who has what we want, the relationship we want, the success we want, and like that only fuels our impatience and we become even more impatient. So, you know, I was having this thought process the other day with myself, like, why am I so impatient? Why am I so freaking impatient? Like, I can deal with some of it, right? Some of it's just like your personality traits. Like, I'm impatient with, you know, waiting in traffic. Okay, it's not a big deal. You know, sidewalk shenanigans. Okay, it bothers me and I'm impatient. Or waiting for a bench press at the gym. Okay, I'm just an impatient dude. But thinking bigger than that, like, why am I so impatient for the big things in my life? Like, why am I so impatient about the big things that are super meaningful to me in my life? Like being successful, finding someone to spend the rest of my life with, being fully confident, fully fulfilled, like so impatient about those things. Why am I so impatient about getting those things now, about becoming those things today? Why? Why am I so impatient? Why? You know, but why male models? Why? You know, I ask myself that because deep down, and I think you'd probably agree, we know that some things, like big things in life, are worth the wait. We know that. We know that some things in life are so meaningful and so fulfilling that they are worth the wait. And I've discovered this to be so true. Some things are worth the wait. And in many cases, they're not only worth the wait. They're only meaningful because of the wait. They're only fulfilling because of the wait. So that's what I want to mention with this short episode, that I've realized that I'm really trying to live. And I think this mindset has helped me not be so impatient about the big things in my life. The realization that some things are indeed worth the wait. The best things are indeed worth the wait. The best things are frankly only great, are only meaningful, are only fulfilling and rewarding because of the wait. And I think it's so important for us to recognize this, and myself, obviously, very much included. And like, I don't say this as advice, as like a way of rationalizing me or us, like not having those things that we want, right? It's like when you were young and you'd like lose a game or something and you'd be like, well, you know, I wasn't even trying, or and I, you know, I didn't want to win, or it wasn't important to me anyway. It's like for me, no, it's not the case. Like I really want these things. I really do. Like my purpose in life is aligned around these things. Like I work my ass off to grow and to develop so I can get these big things I want in life. And likely you would say the same about yourself. But I've realized that the best things in life truly are worth the wait. And they're that way because of the value that they accrue while you don't have them. During the time while you're working to get them. During the time when they're like eluding you. Like the longer you work for the thing you want, the more, the greater its value becomes. And I really believe this. And it's been helpful to take a step back and realize that, to kind of quiet my big impatience in life. And it just makes me appreciate life and the journey. And that's, of course, a great thing. So there's always a plus side to checking your impatience. So for me, it's like I look at two things in particular that I really, really want in life, that I think we all really, really want in life. And I can look at both of them fundamentally without a doubt, and with no wavering, and I can know that they are indeed worth the wait. And those two things are becoming successful and finding someone who is your person forever in your life, right? It's like if I were to throw my fuckboy hat on and be like, bottles and models, right? It's like the two great drivers in life, the desire to be successful and happy as a result, and the desire to find your soulmate and be happy as a result. And I think the amount of impatience that we live and that we allow ourselves to live with as it relates to those goals specifically is something that we all experience, no doubt about it, but it's something that we can check, right? Like we say things like, I want my six-figure paycheck today. I want my seven-figure paycheck today. You know, I will be happy when I have my dream job. I need my dream job. Things will click when I'm happy in my career, when I can say I'm successful. I need to be successful. I need to be successful today, not tomorrow, today. Or like the other one, I need to find my person. I'm lonely. Life is meant to be shared with someone else. I need that person today. I'm not getting any younger. I'm getting older. I need to find that person today, because once I find that person, then everything else will make sense and I'll be happy and I'll be filled. I need to do this today, 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 right? We're very, very impatient people. We're humans. And a lot of the time, like that leads us to live lives that aren't very intentional. Like we jump around a lot, maybe in our careers, we don't think through what we actually want. We settle, we chase a paycheck, we swipe, we swipe, we swipe. We say yes to dates we shouldn't go on. We say no to dates we should go on. We say no when we should say yes, and vice versa, and back and forth. And those are great learning experiences, don't get me wrong. But at the core of our life's frustrations, I think, is this tendency to be impatient. But I think we can find so much peace in recognizing that some things in life are worth the wait. And frankly, they're worth the wait because once you have them, they're forever. And something that's forever, like by definition, that's worth the wait. Like, isn't something that is forever, isn't that okay to wait for, as opposed to something that you can get but then lose and go around and around in circles for that? Like, I think so, for sure. And maybe it's the, you know, eternal optimist in me. But when I look at something like finding a soulmate, I fundamentally believe that once I find that person, that is forever. That type of love, that type of connection, with that in mind, certainly isn't something to rush. It's not something to force. And yeah, it's very, very cheesy. It's very cheesy to say that, you know, true love, true connection is forever. It doesn't end. So I can look at something like that and I can say, back it up. Okay, it is worth the wait. Because when I find it, it's mine forever. And if I find it when I'm 20 or 30 or 40, it still means I have a lot of life ahead of me of living and enjoying that thing that I want, that I've always wanted. And like kind of looking at the timeline in that way makes me see its true value and pushes down that impatience. And it's the same with success, right? These two themes that I'm talking about. Soulmates and success. With success, like my definition of success isn't tied to a dollar amount. It's tied to a feeling of freedom and purpose. And once I have that, it's forever and I'll never lose it. You know, I might have good years and bad years as it relates to that. You know, but at its core, at its foundation, freedom and purpose isn't something that can be taken from me. There'll be ups and downs, certainly. But to me, it's worth the wait because once I have it, it's mine forever. And this is a really simple concept, but for like a super impatient dude like myself, it's really helpful for me to take a step back and realize this, like just to like, Case, freaking chill for a second here. There are things that are worth the wait. They're worth the wait because once you get them, they're forever. But more than that, that's not like really enough for me, right? Again, very impatient, wired that way. That's not quite enough for me. So what I've also realized is that those things that elude me, those big things that I want that I'm impatient about, the longer they elude me, the longer I work for them, the more their value increases to me. And in that sense, it's like, if I have the confidence that I'll eventually have those things, like no doubt about it, it's okay then to not have it now, because in the meantime, their value just keeps going up and up and up. And that means that when I get it, it'll just be more and more and more rewarding. It's like a stock that keeps going up and is never going to come down. It's like Apple stock or like Peloton stock right now, you know, like it's mine and it's not going anywhere. I'm going to get it because I believe in myself. But in the meantime, it's like I am just learning to appreciate its value so much more. And I don't need to worry about my potential to get it because I'm confident in my ability to get it. And when I get it, then it's mine forever. And frankly, like in my life, if I were to think about these two things, because I tried to boil it down to like two common big things that we all want, I would say at this point in my life, I have success. I am successful. And I'm super grateful to be able to say that. My definition of success, I have found purpose and I have found the freedom to practice it. But that follows 15 years of not having either of those things in any sense. And it's during those years where I wanted it, where I chased it, where I impatiently grasped for it, that I truly learned the value of it. And that has made getting it so much more special, and why me understanding that it's special and knowing that it's forever has really helped quell my impatience in other areas of my life. Like, regarding success, if year one, right out of college, if I suddenly found my passion, found my purpose, and I figured out how to make money from it on day one, I really don't think that I would say that I am successful. It would have been too easy. It wouldn't have required any blood, sweat, tears, no introspection, no rejection, no massive ups and downs. Like, because I needed those ups and downs. I needed those four jobs I worked in my mid and early 20s. I needed to, you know, almost not be able to pay rent in my early 20s. I needed to start multiple businesses and fail. I needed to empty my bank account on an idea, but that never ended up working. I needed to be, you know, frustrated. I needed to do things that didn't align with my passion in order to learn what my passion is. And so, like, I know for a fact that success is worth the wait. It's worth the wait because once you have it, to my point, it is forever. And it's only valuable to you once you get it because of the value that it gains while you don't have it, right? It's like a tongue twister, but like it's only valuable because of the value it gains while you don't have it. And like fundamentally, something in life gains value based on what it's been through, like the dust and like fire that it leaves behind, the no's that you hear before you hear yes, like the bullshit you do before you find the thing that just clicks for you, right? Success is definitely worth the wait. And I project the same idea to like love as well, to like soulmates as well. It goes back to what I say on the podcast all the time. How do you know what you want until you know what you don't want? How do you know what you want to, you know, touch, feel, see, taste, smell until you know what you don't want to touch, feel, taste, smell, right? That's the thinking. You need that period of time to build the value of the thing that you want. So like I say to you, think about the things that are really important to you, the things that you're impatient to get because they are important to you. And then consider these two truths here that reflect the fact that they are indeed worth the wait. They're worth the wait because once you have it, then it's forever. And they're worth the wait because they're valuable to you. they're a big deal to you. But they're only that way because your path to getting them isn't and is not going to be a straight line. It's the straight, not a straight path. It's going to be filled with ups and downs, swings and misses. And it's those very things, those days, years, months, decades that make those things you want valuable, that make them a big deal to you, right? They're valuable because of the value that they gain while you don't have them, right? This is how I think about this. To me, it's very logical. Like sake of analogy, like if you're a professional baseball player, for example, and you finally get into the big leagues and it's your rookie season and you win the World Series, right? You win it in four games and you're done. I don't think that would hold the same value to you. I don't think you would consider yourself successful unless you were to have some alternate experience, like you were to grind it out for five or six seasons and be traded and benched, but then finally found your team, found your groove, found your starting position, and then you won the World Series. Like, that feeling is forever. And it became valuable to you because of the value it gained while you didn't have it, while you worked for it. So like, that's how I think about this. And I just wanted to do this episode to remind you to check your impatience, to remind you that once you do actually find those big things and get those things you want, you'll never be the same in a really great, powerful way, because those things are amazing. Those big things you want in life, they're great. They're worth the wait. They're worth the wait. So I say, don't be tricked into letting your impatience delude you, right? Trick you into thinking of something that is clearly temporary as wanting it to be permanent, right? Don't settle into something simply because you're impatient. Don't settle for someone, certainly, who promises you that they're forever. Just be patient. Open your eyes, open your heart, try to check that impatience, you know, and recognize that maybe in the past, you thought you finally found your forever thing, right? And maybe that thing turned out to only be temporary. Maybe you thought you found success and it was like, nope, JK, not successful. Or found your soulmate. Nope, JK, not your soulmate. Like, it's okay because it's still worth the wait. Its value is only increasing for you. Its worth is only increasing to you. And as long as you remain confident in your worth and your ability to get those things, which is basically everything I talk about in this podcast, I would hope that that offers you a bit of peace. Some things are worth the wait. They're going to happen. You have faith in that. And most of all, hopefully you have some patience in that. You have patience and you have a strong belief that you deserve it and you will get it done. Point that impatience in a productive direction. Use it to be curious. Use it to take action, to discover things about yourself and the world. But most of all, use it to never settle. And use it to know that you're worthy of those things that are important to you and are forever. They're simply increasing in value while you don't have them, while you work to get them. So I'm going to leave it right there. Just my thoughts on impatience, because this has been really personal for me in my life. And hopefully it's something that helps you. So if this was helpful, I'd love it if you would share this episode, share this podcast with a friend, send them the link. New episodes every Monday, every Thursday. And also, I have some really exciting music and mindfulness episodes coming up soon. And I'm really excited for you to listen to those and jam out with me. They're pretty cool. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out newmindsethoodis.com. You can email me, you could DM me, you could text me. And until next episode, I'm out.